Okay, good morning, gentlemen. Today we are going to do Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, but we have to review a little bit what we did yesterday. Yesterday we read a Mishnah, and I'm going to give you the first two klalim that we read in the Mishnah. We're not going to do three and four because it's not relevant for today's Amud. But it says that kol makom, and you underline the words kol makom because that's critical, sheyesh kiddushin, and there's no avera, the vlad, the child, the pedigree goes after the male. Then it says ve'ezu zeh. And which one is this? And it says, again, underline that word because that's crucial. It says that's a Kohen, Levia, or Yisraelis that married to a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. In those cases, go after the father. So, case one was valid Kiddushin, everything is good, goes after the male. Then there was Klal Sheni, the second rule, the second principle. And it said, Kol Malkam Sheish Kiddushin V'yesh Avera. This is where you guys say Gesundheit. Yeah, thank you. Kol Malkam Sheish Kiddushin. Thank you so much. Kol makom she'eish kiddushin v'yesh avera, with his kiddushin plus an avera, there we say avlad hoylech achar apogam. The vlad, the child, the pedigree goes after the weaker of the two. Much better. Ve'ezuzu, in what case is this? This is the case of the almana to a kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedget. So you have the two things. You have the kol makom and the ezuzu. Okay? Now, yesterday we learned certain cases, why it says kol makom and why it says ve'ezuzu. Okay? So now, on the teretz which says ve'ezuzu is coming to exclude other cases, this is where we're up to now, we're back to Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay? And it's coming to exclude cases that weren't written in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara asks, ve'ezuzu, okay, you got the place, chevra, ve'ezuzu, where are we? We're on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay, and we're discussing the case of Ke'ezuzu. The Gemara asks, in the case where we say Yesh Kiddushin and there's no Aver, it says the Ezuzu. It says in order to eliminate the case, it says there, to discuss and to eliminate only the cases in which are mentioned in the Mishnah, where you go after the father, Visulo, and there's no more. V'harei, what about the following case that's not mentioned in the Mishnah? You have the case of the Cholol. The person who marries a Kohen, illegally, and then they produce a Chalol, Shanasa Bas Yisrael, that child marries the daughter of an Israelite, a regular Bas Yisrael. Diyesh Kiddushin V'ein Avera, it fits into the first category. Yeah? And Avlad Holech Achara Zohar, and the Zohar, and the Mishnah on Ayin Zayin is going to say the child goes after the male, and the child becomes a Chalol. Okay, and it becomes clear that even in cases not mentioned in the Mishnah, the din is that the child goes after the father. So why wasn't it mentioned? If Ezuzu is coming to eliminate, did it eliminate this case as well? But this case we say it fits the rule. So mention that in the B'chol Malkum. Says the Gemara, Halo Kasha, there's no difficulty. Since the Tana of our Mishnah is like whom? Is like Rav Dustai ben Reb Yehuda Sfirilei. And according to him, a Chalol that marries a Bas Yisrael, the Vlad goes after the mother. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. Why not? Because it's not part of the rule, but rather it's an exception to the rule. Asks the Gemara another question. What about the following case? What about Varei Yisrael Shanasa Chalala? What about a case where the opposite? A regular Jew marries a Chalala. A Chalala is a daughter who came from a Kohen and a non-eligible Kohen. Right, a Kohen and a woman non-eligible to marry a Kohen. V'arei Yisrael shenasa chalala, diyesh kiddushin v'ein avera. There's no problem, there's kiddushin and there's no avera. V'avlad holech achar zocher. And the child goes after the zocher, like explains in the Mishnah Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph, that the vlad is kosher like the father. So when it says Ezezu in our Mishnah, it's not coming to eliminate and say by other cases, the kiddushin that's permissible doesn't go after the father, because we have another case where it does go after the father. So if the Ezezu in the Mishnah is coming to eliminate this case, but this case shouldn't be eliminated because this case fits the rule. Says the Gemara, Tana, remember I told you to underline the Mishnah of the words Kol Makom. Kol Makom Dereisha Le'asuyeh. The Kol Makom and the Reish is coming to include. So in the first klal of the Mishnah, it says Kol Makom, that's coming to include cases that are mentioned. It says Ve'ezuzu, that's coming to exclude cases that are not mentioned. So in your chart, in your heads, the Kol Makom is coming to include a Yisrael that marries a Chalala, and it's coming to exclude a Chalal that marries a Yisraelis. Says the Gemara, no, V'nisnayu Behedja. What are you making it so confusing for and saying, Kol Makom and Ezezu and this and that and the other Zach? No, just say it. No, no, no. You know the Pesach video? No, no, no. Just say it already. And if it is Nayu Ba'adayu, you don't know the video. You know the video. Okay, if it is Nayu Ba'adayu, say it. Says the Gemara Mishum Delo Masnalei, because it couldn't say it in a Lashon Ksura with the other cases. Hechinis, now how should it say it? Kohenes, Ulevaya, that's a Leviya, right? Excuse me. A Kohenes, a girl that's a Kohen, a Leviya, a girl that's Leviya, Yisraelis, a girl that's Yisraelis, Vichalala, the fourth case of that of Halala. Shanisais, the Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, that marries a Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. In all those cases, you're permissible to do it. And then on the corollary, v'chalala l'kohen mi'chazio, could a chalala marry a kohen? Is she really roi? So if you want to flip it, it doesn't work. If you want to have the case of the chalala to a kohen, she's not roi to a kohen. Therefore, so since in order to say it explicitly, the Yisrael that marries a chalala, you also have to say and explain what's the case where the person's marrying a chalala. It's not a kohen that's marrying a chalala, it's not allowed. So since there's one knech in the case of the kohen is Levi, Yisrael is v'chalala, shenisei is l'kohen Levi v'Yisrael, and a kohen can't marry a chalala, so you can't mention it in one long thing, therefore you have to make more subcategories, therefore the Gemara doesn't want to do that, therefore it writes this Lashon Ksara, and you have to figure it out. Okay, now, you should know the following thing for the next case. A standard ger is permissible to marry a Jew when they convert, except a ger mitzri and a ger adomi. It says in Pasuk Dvarim Chav Gimel Pasuk Tes, it tells us, Banim asher yivoldu lahem, dor shlishi yavol lahem. You have to wait for the third generation to marry a mitzri woman. Okay? So asks the Gemara the following question, Va'ika, I have another case where the kiddushin is permissible and the child goes after the father, and it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. What about the following case? The Rabbi Barav Chana Dam Rav Chana Am Rabbi Yochanan Mitzri Sheni. You have a second generation Mitzri. Shanasa Mitzri Rishona that marries a first generation Mitzri. What's the halacha of Bina Shlishi Havi? The child goes after the father is considered a third generation Mitzri, which makes it eligible to be married into the general Jewish population. Says the Gemara. So why was it left out of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara. Tana kol makom dereisha. It says be kol makom in the initial case, right? Laasuye to come and include the case of the mitzri sheni that marries a mitzri Israelis. So you're saying it's only one opinion? Okay, but we're trying to hold like that particular opinion. Says the Gemara. Aye, what about Rav Dimi da amr sheni have? Oh, aye, like you. What about the other opinion? Rav Dimi, who says the second generation mitzri who marries the first generation mitzris, the child does not go after the father, but rather goes after the mother. That violates the principle of a kosher marriage going after the father. Says the Gemara, Tana Ezezu Lamute. That's why it says Ezezu to exclude that case. So it comes out according to one opinion, that's why it says we call Malcolm to include this case. And the other opinion is it says Ezezu to exclude that case. Says the Gemara. The Gemara comes back and goes back to the first klal that we says in the Mishnah that every time the kedushin is permissible goes after the father. I va'ika deki asa Ravin. What about the case when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel? Rabbi Yochanan, and he says the following din ba'umos when dealing with goyim, right? Let's say a goy from one country who marries a goy from a different country. Halach acher hazocher. The principle is we go after the goy from the male country. We'll see what the significance of this is in a moment. Yes.
So that if a mitzi marries,
we're going to get into what it is. We're going to get into it in a second. We're going to get into it in a second. Says the Gemara, Halach Achar Hazocher, Nisgayru, what after they convert? So we're not discussing them as the goyim. We're discussing them conversion-wise. That's why I wanted to get there. Halach Achar Apogim Shebishneim. We go after the weaker of the two. So wait a second. Even though they're allowed to marry each other, we do not go after the father, we go after the pogim shebishneim. This is a kasha on klal number one. So for example, if the father's an Ammoni, which a Yid is not allowed to marry forever, and the woman is a mitris, okay, you're allowed, that in her generation you're allowed to marry Israel, we say no, we go after the pogim, and we consider the child like an Ammoni, which is asa lavola kahal, okay? So this is going to be problematic because it doesn't fit with our Mishnah. Okay? Says the Gemara Tana. So he says, in the first klal, it says, Ezuzu. says Ezuzu, and that's coming, what? Lima'ute. It's coming to exclude. So now, let's review. There are four dinim that we learned in the Mishnah. Okay? You ready? I'm going to review them now. A ger that marries a mamzeris. The halacha is the vlad is like mam, and is a mamzer like mam. But according to Rabbi Yossi, those marriages are permissible. According to Rabbi Yehuda, those marriages are us. So we're going to get back to those opinions shortly. Also, we learned the chalal that marries a bas Yisrael. Those nisum are permissible. According to the Mishnah Vayter, the vlad is misyaches to the father who's a chalal. According to Rabbi Dostai, the vlad goes after the mother. We also learned about a mitzri sheni that marries a mitzri rishona, a mitzri rishona. Those marriages are permissible. According to Rabbi Rachana, the vlad goes after the father, and he's considered a three shlishi, which is permissible. According to Rav Dimi, it's considered a sheni, which is illegal. And then the last we learned is an ager, which is an amoni, right? V'giyores mitzris shenisu. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the vlad goes after the pogum, the weaker of the two. Okay, now the Gemara is going to quite understand this. On the question that we said earlier. Hi, my. Okay? Remember, I'm sorry, we said before there were two answers. The first answer in the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that there is an Avera for a ger to marry a Mamzeres. And the second answer was, it's like Rabbi Yossi, there's no Avera, and it says Eizazu to exclude this case, that in that case we go after the Pugim. Okay, so he says, hi, my. What's the explanation of the Mishnah according to these two answers? So they're going to go slow, and we got to unplug it in. If we say it works out well that the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first teretz in our Mishnah, is like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that a ger cannot marry a mamzeres, and therefore it's in the second klal, and therefore the vlad is misyaches to the pogum because it's in klal number two. It says kol mokum deresha, it says kol mokum in the resha, in the first klal, what is that coming to include? That's where it says it always goes after the father, lastly Yisrael. Shenas the chalala, a Yisrael who marries a chalala goes after the Yisrael because it's misyaches la'av, and that's what Mikol Makam is doing. V'derabba Barav Chano, and according to the Tana of Rabbi Barav Chano, who holds that a mitzri sheni, who marries a mitzri shishona, which is permissible, the vlad goes after the father, and it's a mitzri shlishis, everything is going hunky dory. Why does it say Ezuzu? Then in the klal rishon it says it the following. Lemuuti the case of Rav Dimi. What's the case of Rav Dimi? That a vlad of a mitzri sheni and a mitzri rishona, it goes after the mother, which is an exception to the rule. It's a mitzri sheni, it's still illegal. Similarly, v'ravin, the case of a ger amoni and a giyoris mitzris that marry, the vlad goes after the pugum, and it says Ezuzu to exclude. So in the klal rishon, Rabbi Yehuda is hunky dory. And the kol makom de seifa, and in klal number two, which is an illegal marriage, where we say the vlad goes after the pogum, we say kol makom in the seifa. Why? To include the following, is in a very nisuin lasui, to include the ger shenasa mamzeres, which is a case that he claims, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds his aser, and the vlad is misyaches after the mam, who's pogum like a mamzeres. So that's all according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if you say Rabbi Yossi, he says it's permissible. So therefore, when it says kol makom by the kesheni, what is it coming to include? Because he can't say kol makom's coming to include something in kesheni, because he holds the vlad shenasapog. He holds the case that we just mentioned, namely the case where the vlad, where who marries who, where the vlad marries a, what's the case? Eliyamar, let's read this right here and I'll tell you. Rabbi Yosihi, who holds that a ger is permissible to marry mamzeres, it doesn't fit into category number two, it goes into category number one of permissible marriages, not iser marriages. Kol makom deresha, the kol makom deresha, the kol makom de seifa is gonna be the kasha. So he's gonna get there. Kol makom deresha, kidda amrin, the kol makom and the resha, that I understand. Ezuzu in the resha and the permissible marriage, kidda amrin. But in case number two, where you have an illegal marriage, where we say he goes after the pogum, what is that coming to include? It can't be coming to include a ger shenasa mamzeres, because that case is legal, not illegal. And he needs to come up with an illegal case that it goes after the pogum that's not mentioned. So nu, lasui emai, what is it coming to include? So now he takes a step back, because doing your head upon it square. We said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what works out? Klal Rishon, we have the Kol Makom. Klal Rishon, we have the Ezuzu. Klal Sheni, we have the Kol Makom. But don't, what don't we have in the Klal Sheni? We don't have an Ezuzu. We don't have an exclusion. So he's going to say, tough guy, if you're asking me, where's my Mikol Malkum from Klal Sheni? What about you? Where's your Ezuzu and Klal Sheni? So that's the response. You ready? Ula Tameich, according to you, the Rabbi Yehuda, Ezuzu the Sefer Lamali. Why do you have the Ezuzu? What are you coming to exclude in the Sefer? In the case in which it's an illegal marriage, when we say it goes after the pogum, what case is getting excluded from that one? You don't have one. Allah says the Gemara, you know why you say Ezuzu and Klal Sheni? Because what's called, you want parallelism. I did the Tana Reisha, since the Reisha says Ezuzu, Tana Seif Ezuzu. We just want it to be parallel. Since the first half says Ezuzu, we want the second half to say Ezuzu. Hachanami here also. I did the Tana Reisha Kol Malkum, since it says Kol Malkum and the Reisha include stuff, namely that if in the first case where it's a legal marriage, we go after the father, we say Kol Malkum to add things. Tana Seifa, therefore in the Seifa, we use the words Kol Malkum to keep it parallel, even though in the Seifa, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the illegal marriage, when we go after the Pogum, it's not coming to include anything else. Okay, that was tough. We're going to stop over here in Amir Tzashem. Continue tomorrow.